for joining us for this week's chapter of Not in the Textbooks podcast, where we sit and chat about the nitty-gritty never discussed in any of your textbooks. I'm Tanja.
And I'm Audra.
But before we dig into today's chapter, let's clear up some business.
This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. The views within are our own or are our guests' own. They do not reflect our profession, their profession, or any entity with whom we may have connections for employment now, in the past, or even in the future. If you need medical attention, advice, or care, please seek your own personal medical practitioner, not our podcast.
We hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hello. And how are you?
I am super fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Let's hear your good, bad, and ugly.
My good. I can put in a kitchen faucet.
Oh, no.
Yep, I can.
That's great.
It is. It is. I was brave enough to be honest with my doctor and share feelings and say I need a little help. So, hey, I'm medicated now, so that should, if y'all are listening, that should make a few of you feel a little safer, maybe. Yeah. So that, I don't know if it's really been that helpful yet. Because, you know, that class of medications, and no, it's not an antipsychotic, no matter how many of you want to hear that. But that class of medications can still take 4, sometimes 6 weeks to really get a good, like, true therapeutic, like, level to really know truly if it's going to do anything.
Right.
Now, I'm also taking this medicine for to help my appetite because it's really dropped off.
Yep.
And that's not good.
No.
I don't really see that it's done a whole lot there. I did feel a little twinge this morning of like hunger, you know, but it was sufficed without too much. I mean, you know, a little package with a couple of those, what are they? I like the crumble cake ones, the little muffins in the bag. Yeah, I ate just a couple of those little bitty muffins, and I was like, okay, I can move on. But, I mean, you know, you can't expect, you know, to be farting unicorn glitter fairy dust, you know, the first week, right?
Right.
Right. So the bad is, though, that some of the side effects of the medication – is number one, it makes me a nice person. No, I'm just kidding. I am truly just kidding. So, hey, it's giving me, you know, jokes. It has joint pain. It gives you joint pain.
Oh, myalgias and stuff? No.
Yeah. And, you know, I already have that, my SI joint. Jacked up.
Yeah.
So where do you think it all focuses to?
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh no.
You know, and down that leg.
Is that going to get better?
I think it is because today I noticed it this morning, but that was really it. So I'm thinking after sleeping all night, and that's the other bad, that That's the third reason I'm taking it, is to help with the insomnia, to help like put it to rest and help me sleep. Now, it hasn't helped me fall asleep any earlier, really, or a whole lot easier. But once I'm there.
You're there.
Man, I'm there.
Okay.
I probably have slobber stains on my pillow, to be quite honest. That's probably not all just sweat from hot flashes.
Right.
So there's that. But I do feel just, you know, a little twinge, maybe like, okay, maybe I can start to see the ruffle of the leaves. I can start to see maybe just a little ray of sunshine, you know?
Yep.
My ugly, I'm trying to think. Oh, another good. As we were talking before briefly, I added 8 more chicks. You can hear them in the background.
Yes.
2 different breeds, which makes me have a total of 3 different breeds. I think all together what I have are female with 1 rooster. Right now he's a cockerel.
Yeah.
I'm showing that, you know, I'm educating myself. But the ugly... is that one of them didn't make it. One of the golden comets. Poor little guy.
Poor thing.
I know. Yeah. So tell me, what's your good, bad, and ugly?
My good, we recorded last Saturday, and today's 3/23/23. We are... recording a little early just because you are going to be on call this weekend. So we didn't want to miss that.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. So Jordan and I were able to go to the Science Museum with Rachel. Hi, Rachel. And Kaylee.
Hi, Rachel.
Yep. And we got our nails done. And Jordan didn't want to do his toes. He's like, no, I don't get pedicures. I'm a boy. And I'm like, yeah, well. So anyway, we basically were like, you can come. I told him you could either come in with us and get your fingernails done, or you can sit in the car and hang out here. I don't really care what you do. And he came in and did his fingernails, and he liked the lady that did his fingernails so much that he stood up and said, I could get my toes done now. And I was like, someone, please. Deal with his feet now.
Deal with his feet.
Yeah.
While you have the chance.
Before he changes his mind again, do it. And they did.
And it can be, hurry, get that water ready.
Please don't offer it to him. He's getting it done. He said he was. So let's go. Move, people. Move. So.
Right.
So anyway, he did get his feet done. So needed it. They were so gross. They weren't gross, but you know, boys.
I know what you mean.
Feet,
teenage boy,
just,
gross.
Just calluses. Boy gross. He had like they scrub.
Yeah. See, I don't. I don't do feet. No.
So
no. Jordan, I'll love you through it.
Yep. Love you, but yeah. No. And then my girls had their 1-year anniversary on Sunday. So
I saw that. Happy anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary to the girls. And Ramadan started this week, I believe.
I am honestly going to say I don't know.
Yep, I'm pretty sure it started yesterday.
And I think you are, I'm sure, correct.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it started yesterday. So, may you all have a good and easy fast for the month. And
fast. Ah. And that just turned on the light. Why did I not pick up on that yesterday?
I don't know. And then I, what else did I have that was good? There seems like there was other goods. Oh, Jordan showed a pig this week, and he went to the talent show and did his happy birthday dance at the talent
awesome.
Show.
So awesome.
Those were all good things.
Those are.
My bad. No, it was a good. I had my doctor's appointment this week on Tuesday. And saw the orthopedist specialist that did the injection in my shoulder before.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted 48 hours and it just dulled the pain. It didn't ever fix it. It never went away. And in my mind, I thought, they're going to make me do PT because why wouldn't they, right? Like this
why wouldn't
is,
they?
Yeah.
Well, no, not at this point.
I haven't mm-hmm. done PT yet, so I figured they were going to have to make me. And when I came in, this was also, you know, time to look at the results of the MRI that killed my watch and
right.
and all of that stuff. Good is I got my new Fitbit this week, but I go and they reviewed it and they were like, you know, knowing that it didn't help, but 48 hours, you know, it didn't fix it. Mm-hmm. That is a big clue for us, a big red flag that there's something in there that we're not seeing on the X-ray and we need to get an MRI, and that it's not pain management and just inflammation from the arthritis. There's really something wrong. And right. so she, you know, flipped the computer around and showed me the MRI and it was, you know, yeah, there's bone spurs.
Yeah.
Not only do you have bone on bone where it's flattened, the humerus, it's also, there's bone spurs.
It's like big thorns on your bones, made right. out of bone.
Made out of bone. Yeah. Yep.
That like when you move, mm-hmm. and all of that rotates, those spurs are just cutting.
Yep.
And bone pain is, oh my, it's very painful.
It's very painful.
Very, very painful.
And when I asked her about the tear in my tendon and that blister that's in there, she basically said, well, the bone on bone's causing the blister, like a shoe rubbing a blister.
Yep.
But your bone spurs are actually chewing up the tendon. It's really not more of a tear as much as it is a chewed up tendon. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's why it hurts so bad.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I get it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Then she proceeded to tell me how surgery was going to go. I was like, yeah. And she was talking about it. And then she saw my face. Did I say this already? She saw my face and was like, I mean, if you opt for surgery. And then I was like, just give me a second. I'm trying to move the train from one track to another.
Another, right.
I got to go through some clicks to get there. I can't just jump the tracks. I got to
just jump.
You got to give me a minute to switch the train to the other track. I was mm-hmm. completely prepared for PT. I was not prepared for you telling me another surgery. I knew in the back of my head that it probably was going to need it eventually. You know what I mean? Like maybe.
But that eventually bought you some time.
And I thought maybe. Like.
Yeah.
Not. No. For sure. And I was like, and then she's like, are you good? And I'm like, Well, you just said if I opt for surgery, is there an option? She's like, oh, we could do PT, but then we'd have to repair your entire shoulder rotator.
Yeah, because you're just going to rip it up.
Yeah, it's going to.
With every rotation of range of motion.
Yep.
Range of motion.
And it's going to.
Of motion.
Yep. Yeah. It's just going to make the pain worse. And then instead of going in there and just cleaning it up, we're going to have to do an entire rotator cuff repair. So yeah, it's an option.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not a good one. I was like, oh yeah, no, huh? I'm going to pass on, I'm going to pass on that. So that was kind of the bad and the ugly. It was the good, the bad and the ugly. Like I had the appointment. My response was kind of ugly because I was not prepared for what I was going to hear. I was completely.
I don't think we ever are us nurses. You know what I mean? Because
I think
we do. We put things off way past.
Yeah. But I didn't this time. I did. I don't think I did because I mean.
No, it was just everything collectively in that spot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Oops,
I don't want to crowd in on your time. Wait, remind me. I've got to write this down real quick.
Okay,
keep going. I am listening to you.
That was pretty much that. As far as work goes, state exited you and came to us.
I did. Oh, that was my ugly. I knew there was something. Oh gosh.
So that was, but it was fine.
Yes.
I didn't have anything to really do to deal with that. So we'll find out later. They exited today. So we'll find out later.
I can't say the same for myself. Yes, the state came and did an annual.
Yeah. You told us about that and the, and the results.
Yeah. And, but something came to light and it made me feel a lot lighter about that.
Yeah.
And and it was realizing in my, I realized there was a whole chunk of that time missing from me that I couldn't piece together. Cause you know how I am. If I know it's something, but I can't put the whole puzzle together, I will search for those last pieces. I have to.
Was it when you were
sense, for it to make sense to me.
Were you off on COVID?
I was out sick with COVID.
That's what it was. Okay.
That's why that chunk of time was missing, when I couldn't piece together why I didn't have certain items. And it's because I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there.
Makes perfect sense.
So you know what? Not that I'm putting any blame anywhere, because I'm not. What I'm saying is that's not all mine to carry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't. And I do think that that may be a little piece that maybe is becoming clearer. And this is where I almost interrupted on your good, bad, and ugly. I think the medicine, in a weird way, I'm feeling like there's a little less smoke in my mirror kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like smoke in the mirror, like it's kind of foggy. It's like some of that fog, some of that smoke is like leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It's disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's lifting. If any of that made sense. I feel like I sounded like a blubbering fool.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Hey,
no.
It's because I'm medicated.
Not really. No. I mean, yeah, it's like there's a fog lifted from your eyes. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's starting.
more
where there's not so much bad feelings. How do I say this? Damn it, I hate this. I don't have so many. The bad feelings that I direct or pressure or negativity or anything, I myself put on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're looking at a mirror, how we see each other.
Right.
When you're in a dark hole and you're depressed,
mm-hmm.
that's all on you. You're the yuck. You're the bad. You're the...
Yeah.
How do I say it? Everything is... All of the weight. It's all like you're this magic like person that you have all this control, but yet it's the way you look at yourself.
Yeah. The dark cloud, you know, that doesn't lift. It's like... And it follows you around, and you're the one causing it. And everything. It's because of you.
Well, of course that
it's
happened.
Yours.
I'm... Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. And so that... I can see that that may be a positive.
Right.
Because if you're lighter, you see things lighter. Like we've always said in many different versions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
The perspective is a little shifted. A little shifted.
That, yes, I'm no longer thinking about things other than myself. To a degree where they cause negative side effects and downfalls for me, including my mental health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm more important than that.
Absolutely.
I deserve more than that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that,
so anyway, that's
that,
enough about my therapy babble.
No, no, it brings me back to what we were going to talk about before, which, you know, may be included in our good, bad, and ugly, but what have you done this week to take care of yourself?
Can I say another quick good?
Of course.
Okay. I have learned a phrase in a new language.
Okay, I'm ready.
Chinida.
Chinida.
Okay, and what does that mean?
That means fuck you in Chinese.
Good for
TikTok
you.
TikTok is now educational.
Oh, sure.
Okay, because when you sent me the link, when I popped on it first, it's this woman doing this entertaining dance, because I've watched it a couple of times. I had to watch it a couple of times right then because now I can't get back to it. But anyway, I did not get to, I think, what you wanted me to see until I clicked back on it to get back to the Chinese girl who was teaching me how to say fuck you in Chinese. Chinida. Chinida.
Okay.
I hope I'm saying that right. I mean, I don't mean that to you. I'm just trying to broaden my vocabulary.
Sure. Yeah.
I can say that in an array of situations. And very few people are going to know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yes, it's going to make me giggle and joyful. Chinita. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, okay. Good. So now, the TikTok. Oh, another thing. Oh my gosh, I just had a fabulous week, I'm realizing. Someone called me and asked me advice about starting their own podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
I was so like, wow. Okay, that's the end of that. I mean, I didn't mean that negatively, but, you know, I don't want to take up the whole episode just me babbling about all of my goods that I didn't realize I And quite so many. The TikTok link that you sent me, was that what you wanted the topic to be?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
And was it about Redonda Vaught? Did I say her name right?
It was not Redonda Vaught. It was similar to Redonda Vaught. It was about, and I want to say it was in Texas, Texas?
Okay.
It might have been Texas.
Hang on. I'm going to try and open in a new tab. You know, if I lose you, I'll get back to you. Okay, who in Texas? It was a nurse in Texas.
It was a nurse in Texas, I think, but I could be wrong on where it was. Was charged with
a nurse in Texas in an ICU that she a patient. They're saying alleged. Actually, what it says when I type nurse in Texas, it comes up in ICU that killed patients.
No, that actually happened. That nurse did. This is Ohio. Okay. So it was Ohio. Okay. March 5th, this woman pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter. It's a third degree felony. And
woman took Ohio nurse, no. Former nurse sentenced to death.
She was a nursing home nurse.
Okay.
And it's
in 2021.
Nope, this is 2023. Her name is
nurse in Ohio, March 5th. Hang on.
Amnita Fofana. Fofana, Fofana. Anyway, she was sentenced. This patient was from an asphyxiation May 20th of 2021 was when this happened. The patient was 72. He was in a long-term care facility, long-term care center in a city just north of Columbus. He had suffered multiple strokes, had an aneurysm. He was debilitated without short-term memory. And he was transferred to this Capri Gardens in 2019. It had recently opened. They put him in hospice care, and he had a trach mask to breathe. You know, he didn't have a speaking cuff in.
Okay, I think I came up on it.
She was on night nurse. She went in to check on him, and she removed the trach mask to clean it because it was soiled, and she forgot to reattach the mask. And an hour later, the day shift nurse entered the room and found that he had died. And she was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Now, you know, she probably had 30 patients to 60 patients to take care of that night.
Yeah.
And she never hid her mistake. She didn't make excuses. She told them exactly what had happened, thinking that she was going to be protected by the board or.
Oh, no.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she was arrested and charged with manslaughter because this is what we're doing now. We're not, you know, again, a doctor makes a mistake in an operating room and someone dies and they're not charged. You know what I'm saying? Like these things.
I know.
You know.
I know.
And again, did she do this? Yes. Did the patient die? Yes. Okay. Is that awful? Yes. Is there any kind of court proceeding that could possibly punish this nurse worse than she's beating herself up already over? Probably not. There's probably not anything that any of us could do that would make her feel worse about herself than she already feels about herself. you know, I just that she's already beating herself up over this. And but anyway, she was just, she, and I know it happened in 2021 and they were going through the plea deals and all of those things and it made its way through the court. And
but also, what was the world like in 2021?
That's
COVID.
That's COVID.
That's COVID.
So how many nurses were there?
Well, we were heroes then. Look at all she was going through during that heroic time in the medical field.
In 20, let's think about nursing.
Seriously, May of 2021.
May of 2021. Yep. And so 2020 was when COVID was at its peak, quote unquote, but
yep.
But it's,
I lost my stepfather 4 months later.
Yep. But
and my mother.
There were surges in May of that year as well, of 2021. There were surges happening then. So you have to think that all these pandemic protocols were still in place. There were still not, there were limited visitation for family. And there
what
was,
were we going through to take care of patients during that time?
And this is a nursing home and a long-term care facility. So they were still being swabbed weekly and tested weekly. And if anybody popped positive, that meant they couldn't work. So she's working a night shift, Tanja. So you know there was one, maybe two nurses covering that entire building.
Yep.
And they know that the staffing ratios aren't safe, but they still continue to staff at that rate, knowing full well. So what is it going to take?
Know.
It's
going
to have to take nurses saying, I'm not accepting responsibility for this entire building.
Like, I would like, I am interested in, did she go in front of her board? What did they have to say? I'm looking at this article now that I have found. It doesn't say anything.
Nope. Because she was charged criminally, which means they stripped her nursing license. And now she's a felon.
Okay, but even a doctor's first recourse, even if he is sued for wrongful death, his first course is his board. I don't want to take away from anything that this family's going through.
Nope.
And here, okay, I'm going to say this. This man, I would also like to know more information. He's in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term care.
On hospice.
On hospice.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an elderly man with the goal of a peaceful, pain-free as medically possible exit from this chapter to the next step in his journey.
Mm-hmm.
So that was accomplished, right?
No, I because mean, he asphyxiated.
Okay. Well, I was scrolling back up because I knew there was something.
No, care plan. Care plan achieved. Okay. Care plan achieved.
Not the way that you wanted it, because asphyxiation is
not.
I don't know how comfortable it is, but I do know how comfortable it is when I choke on a chip.
It's not.
And I feel asphyxiated then. So
yeah, asphyxiation isn't really the way to do that.
I would want no.
A med error.
For that.
A med error that just is too much opioid. That'd be okay.
That'd be cool.
Because you just go to sleep, you know.
Yeah. Just, right. Just
don't wake up, you know.
Yeah.
But she didn't hide it. She didn't say, no, I didn't do this. She didn't. She said, oh my gosh.
She didn't run from it.
I made a mistake. I'm so, which is what you're told in school you're supposed to do.
Yep. Be accountable.
She followed our ethics. She did the right thing. She made a mistake and she owned it. And now she's going to prison. And again, this is just reinforcing people are going to lie. And I know that that doesn't sound great for our profession, but
that's what's going to happen.
But people are only as good as they're incentivized to be. And unfortunately, the incentive is there for us to say, wasn't me. I don't know what happened.
Wasn't me. I don't know how that happened.
He must have ripped that mask off after I left.
I tell you what, you're going to have to dig, because they're going to lie.
Yeah.
You set it up this way. This is how it's going to go.
And it's
that's what's...
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Because, you know, the care facilities are, of course, going to wash their hands of it and say it's the nurse's fault. So then there was another case where someone was talking about a girl went into her nursing home, long-term care facility, walked in and looked at her caseload, you know. She was there. It was her and another nurse. There were two nurses for the whole building, okay? And she found out that her daughter had gotten into an accident and was being airlifted in critical condition, unstable.
And they were going to tell her she couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Because it was leaving the building uncovered.
Right. And she called.
No, I tell you what, that's when my DON better get her funky. And I don't mean this disrespectful to my current director of nursing, because no. But she better get her funky ass up and she better get in that building so that I can leave, because I will be leaving to go be with my daughter. I promise you that.
Okay, so she called the administrator on call and said, I've got to go. And they said, well, we're not coming in to cover you. And if you leave, you're abandoning patients.
I would promise you, I would not. If I had no other choice but to stay there, you can promise that when I turned those keys and that report over,
I would never return.
That building could lick the crack of my skinny white ass before I would ever return there.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
So, like, people were saying, like, just walk up to the other nurse and hand, because the other nurse was saying, I'm not taking over your patients. Right. And so they were kind of coming up with ideas, and they basically were like, write all the patient's name down or print all their names out and hand it to the other nurse. And when the nurse says, what's this? You go, that's your new caseload that you just accepted, and drop the keys on the countertop and walk out. Like, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but is there any way that they can come back on you for abandonment?
No, because I handed it over to her. She took it. She took it into her hands. That means that's hers. You need to call the administrator on call.
I see what you're saying. You have to make sure that she takes the paper in her hand.
Yeah. Like, and then you need to call the administrator on call, because I don't really feel like this is probably safe for you to have this whole building, but you just took it, so I'm leaving. And you walk.
I wish you the best.
Best of luck. But I mean, the fact that
of my coworkers currently or in the future are listening to our podcast and we are ever in that situation, because I'd be handing you some paper and some keys.
But here's the thing, is that the Oklahoma State Board of Nursing says that if you accept or you do not report that you are leaving. And that's the whole thing, is you're reporting to your senior, your supervisor, I have an emergency and I have to leave. I cannot stay here. You, as the administrator, would be abandoning the building if you didn't do what you were supposed to. You know what I'm saying? You as the DON, or you as the nurse on call, you know what I'm saying? You would be abandoning this building if you didn't do what you needed to do to get here for coverage.
Okay.
Do you
see? So if I just went to my crisis and did like a no call, no show, that's abandoning.
Like if you were in the building and you got this call from your daughter, uh-huh. and you just walked, you just oh, dropped yeah. your keys and walked out.
We were in the building. I forgot we were already in the building.
You're in the building and something, yep. you know, God forbid something happens to your kid and you leave and you don't tell anyone you're leaving.
That's abandonment.
That's abandonment. You just walked out on all those patients. But if you call the administrator, the nurse on call, your supervisor on call, mm-hmm. you know, the person who can take over this building, who can and is responsible for taking over the building, and you say, right. I am leaving. I'm giving you 15 minutes to get here and you're welcome for that. And they say, if you leave, you're abandoning your patients. No, I am not, because I have given you report that I am no longer able to. Because if you're throwing up and you have to leave, you know what I mean? You can't stay yeah. there. You know what I mean? Like, that's
yeah,
the whole
point. Yeah,
but
you know, how many bosses have tried to make you stay when you're throwing up?
Oh, they've tried. Yeah. Uh-huh. But no. I mean, if I've got a medical emergency, and this is a medical emergency, I have to go. I'm not abandoning my patients because I just gave you report.
Right.
And you are
you know I was going.
You are now responsible. Yeah. You
without doing anything.
If
you just
don't
abandon them.
If you don't show up to this building, you're the one that's going to be abandoning the patients, because I just gave you report and I recorded it. And in this state,
gotcha.
We only require one person to record it. You know what I mean? Like, I gave you report
mm-hmm.
that I'm leaving. I gave you notice and report that I'm leaving.
Gotcha.
You're responsible now. And it depends on the state, you know, like what the laws
yeah.
are in
yeah.
which state. But this woman felt
each
like
state, you would think that it would just be
yeah. But
one.
Like with her daughter in, can you imagine?
Your daughter is in. I can imagine a few scenarios on how that would go down.
Like you feel like you're going to be charged with abandoning patients or abandoning
and,
your own child. Like what
yeah.
the why are you making me do this Sophie's Choice here? Like what the hell? So then this girl, you know, let's go back to this woman who was just convicted. She might have been the only nurse in the building that night. And she accepted the, you know, and so if she calls them and says, I don't accept this case, you know, I don't accept these patients. Well, then what is she abandoning them because she didn't accept responsibility for everyone? But, you know, she couldn't have done quality care for 30 to 60 patients. You can't provide
no.
that. You can't watch them all.
There's
and the staffing coordinator that put her on that shift and put her in that position knew that, knows that, sees that, but doesn't accept and isn't culpable at all. Just that nurse is culpable. They're going to have to stop accepting that. You know what I'm saying? But then,
I do.
But then their bosses are going to go, you accepted or you are abandoning your patients. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. I'm telling you, I'm not accepting it. That's your problem.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a whole lot of nurses then that stand up for yourself, because your license does not say... My license does not say Tanja Kassian, everybody I work under as a supervisor, above with Tanja Kassian and.
Yeah, at all. It's not Tanja Kassian at all. It's Tanja Kassian, period.
It's Tanja Kassian, period. That's me. Mm-hmm. Me. That's the only person that I can count on to protect and support that licensure, me.
Right.
Because I'm the one that in the end,
you're going to have to answer.
An error is made or not, I have to be able to defend that
An answer for it. Yep.
An answer for it. And yes, unfortunately, in certain situations, if you're having to go up in front of anyone,
mm-hmm.
you are guilty until presumed innocent.
Oh, I mean, look at this situation. And again, the people that scheduled her are culpable in my eyes because they know she couldn't have taken care of that whole floor, you know, the mm-hmm. whole building, or with one or two nurses, you know.
And that's what places are doing now. Mm-hmm. Instead of keep hiring for those positions, offering maybe more incentives or whatever to get good quality people
mm-hmm.
that are going to stay and help you get through the mess that you've created.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they're just piling more on the people that are there.
Mm-hmm. And then when a mistake,
this is what happens.
Yeah.
You set it up to fail. It's going to fail.
Yep. And then
here's your reward.
Yeah. And the unfortunate thing is they're not culpable. The nurse is going to be charged, and that's not right. It's not right. It's not right. Criminally? No. I understand saying something about like, okay, defend this in front of the board, then hold the building accountable because the Board of Nursing or, you know, the state of Oklahoma surveyor goes in and surveys or whatever, and then the building is held accountable.
Right.
But not being held accountable, yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's like to hold these nurses accountable for those kinds of, because the system is falling apart around us, and not, instead of changing the system, they're charging the nurses, and that's just not right. That's not right.
No.
It's just not. It's not. Nope. And it's not the only case. There was another case somewhere else where a long-term care facility night nurse was charged with some kind of...
I came across that one.
Yep. I think it was like the Carolinas somewhere or something. I don't know. But but yeah, and it's happening quite a bit now. And so just beware. So what are you doing
cover
to take...
Cover your asses.
Yeah, all
cover
the way around.
Cover your asses, nurses.
Take care of yourself.
Pay attention.
So, Tanja, what have you done this week to take care of yourself?
I've taken my medicine every night before I go to bed.
Good.
I've also tried to look at myself through a cleaner mirror.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I've done. Listen to, I took a bath.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. With a candle even and the bathroom light.
Nice.
Dimmed.
Nice.
Like just the real low dim one.
Dimmed it down as much
what
as
have you done for yourself?
I
go to the doctor and...
I did go to the doctor. I
find out you're going to reward yourself with some surgery and some time off.
Evidently.
And some therapy. You will get some therapy now.
Yeah, I will. I'll be going to the PT for sure.
Man, I hope he's hot.
Focused on...
He's hot.
Well, you know...
Ooh, tell me where you're going, because
yeah.
I might know a... eye candy therapist for you to ask for.
Okay, I will. I have been focusing on making sure that I've been eating right. I've been checking my sugars all week, and I've had some interesting results.
Thank goodness I don't have to do that. I'd be so non-compliant.
The low that I had one morning at 3 o'clock in the morning was like close to 50. Which isn't terrible, you know, but it got below the threshold that I like. But it self-corrected, so
I know. I'm not, that hurts. That hurts like a motherfucker to poke your finger.
No. I have a CGM.
Care. So I don't care, that thing has not be on you, in you. No.
No, you can't feel it. No, it's a catheter.
I don't care. It's
so
not
then,
gonna be inside.
It's a,
I'm lucky these breast implants are lucky enough to be inside me.
it stays on a week. The initial poke is like less poke than poking your finger. That hurts where you have to poke your finger. So it's less of a poke than that. The needle comes out and it's just the CGM's catheter that stays in there. So you don't feel it. I don't feel it at all. Unless I'm putting my bra on and I hit it. So I always put a clear occlusive dressing over it so that I don't pull it on accident, because I've done that a couple times.
I do have bigger boobs than I'm used to. I mean, than I've had in the past, I should say.
Sure.
So I do have to wear a bra quite often now, every mother freaking day. I think I would notice it and hit it and bump it. And
yeah, that's, I put the clear occlusive
first. You probably do more at first until you get used to it.
Till you're like, don't do that again, you know, because like I said, I put a clear occlusive over it, and anytime I hit it, it doesn't pull on it.
It doesn't really move or anything. No. So that's holding it in place.
Yeah, it holds it in place. Yeah. So
I would have to have one of those because it hurts.
It hurts to poke your finger. I cannot stand it. I guess you get neuropathy with diabetes well enough to where you can't feel it anymore. So, you know.
And the tips of your fingers can become a little callous.
I guess, but no. I don't like it.
I'm not
a fan of, I would not poke my fingers when I had to do it. I was like, I'm not good at this. But the CGM, I can check it 75 times, and it's stayed pretty well in range. And so I've had to add some carbs in, add a little bit of like vegetables, carbs, not, you know, and a little bit of ricey kind of carbs to bring it up and sustain it a little longer. But I've had some pretty good lows that were not, I don't like them. I don't like the sweating and the shaking and the, so, and I've stayed pretty well hydrated. I focused on that. And then, you know, if you ever want to do something for yourself, go hang out with a 3-year-old that thinks you're cool. That was fun. Because I'm like the best toy that Rachel ever got her daughter. Like one of them anyway. One of the best toys. Yeah. So that's pretty much what I've done for myself. What have you been listening to?
These chicks.
Chirp, chirp, chirping, singing.
They like mesmerize me. Mm-hmm. I can sit here and watch them for freaking hours.
Yep.
Now, like I said, I do have a fear that one day I'm going to open the spare room and, you know, they're going to be flapping around in here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is 11 now. It's bothering me that it's an odd number. Odd numbers bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Make me go, why aren't you just even? That just sounds so much better. You know, it's more rounded.
Yeah.
So I may have to add one, but I think if I add one, it's most definitely going to be a rooster, a cockerel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, it is so funny watching them fall asleep.
Yeah, because they just...
They just stop where they are and then flop over, except one did nosedive in and like plant himself spread out. That was funny.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
So
anyway, what are you listening to?
I finished listening to Tell 'Em Steve Dave and True Crime Garage, and I listened to a little bit of the Zoe podcast and a little Terrible Thanks for Asking, and then I stopped. And I listened to, I finished that one book, and then I listened to Teresa Brown's book, The Shift. About an oncology nurse who wrote about one day, one 12-hour shift, four patients. One patient gave her complete permission to use his story. The other patients were a mix of various patients, fake names, kind of a thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I went to a lunch and learn with this author, probably about a month ago. And she has another book called Healing When the Nurse Becomes a Patient. It's an oncology nurse who became a cancer patient, an oncology patient of all things. So I just started listening to that. But she was, the lunch and learn was about her book Healing. But I didn't want to read Healing without reading her first book. And she explains medical terms really well, so lay people could read it and kind of get an idea of what a 12-hour shift consists of, all the balls you juggle and things that come up and, you know. But the lunch and learn was about being on that other side, being the patient and returning compassion to empathy and compassion to more empathy than compassion to bedside nursing, you know? And remembering, you know, how can we do that? How can we introduce that?
Right.
And I found it interesting in watching that lunch and learn a second time. One of the people from the organization said something about, we're called to enter into the suffering with people in compassion. And I was like, no, I'm not going to feel the suffering of others because then I become paralyzed. Or I might do something harmful to a patient to alleviate their suffering. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You might advocate incorrectly because you want to alleviate suffering as opposed to this is going to require pain, you know, discomfort.
Yes.
And I'll stand in the fire. I can't fix it, but I'll stand in the fire with you because we know you have to go through this. So in order to get to the side of healing, so empathy feels more self-preserving and appropriate in in those instances. So anyway, in her discussion, she was very good at answering questions and talking about those straddling the lines of healthcare and things like that. And she understands it from a unique position of both the patient and the nurse. Yeah. And so I really, really enjoyed how she spoke, how she listened, how she had that unique perspective. And some of the things that we really need, that patients really need, is more, not religious when I say this, spiritual.
Right.
And that they want straight answers, or they want someone to listen to them, or they need somebody to see them as a human being and not as a patient. And that's spiritual in a way, you know?
Right.
If somebody that likes dogs and the therapy dog comes to visit them, that might be just exactly what they needed. And that is a spiritual encounter, you know.
Yes.
It's a different type of, but people need to be seen more than just their disease process or as a colleague, or they need to be seen holistically as a friend, as a part of their family, as a mother, a sister, a brother, a uncle, a whatever, you know.
Uncle, aunt.
Yeah. And so anyway, I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of that. So, but Teresa Brown, T-H-R-E-S-A, Teresa with the T-H, Brown. And her first book is The Shift. One nurse, four patients, one 12-hour shift.
Okay.
Good books so far. So
good.
Anyway, that's what I've been listening to. You got anything else?
No.
All right. We'll see y'all in the stacks.
Next week.
I want to take a minute to thank you for listening, sharing, and engaging with us, subscribing, and following our social media pages.
Your feedback is invaluable to us. It helps us to know the stories and chapters to seek out. It helps to make us better, and we can't tell you how much that means to us.
You can find links to all of our social media pages and everywhere we can be streamed on our Flow page.
That's www.flow.page/notinthetextbookspodcast.
If you have a second, please go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review us.
5-star, please.
It really does help out the show. Remember, we're in the middle of figuring out the crazy stories of our lives, so create a little kindness.
Show some love and compassion, and if you can't because your chapter is just too hard right now, we're here for you and we're rooting for you, so
just keep going.
We hope to see you back here in the stacks digging up some stories and chapters for next week.